Gracias.
Thank you very much indeed, sir. Venezuela aligns itself with these statements delivered by Uganda on behalf of NAM, and we thank the presentations from the special rapporteur, Mrs. Riadiva, and Ms. Isabelle Durand, Chair of the Expert Mechanism on the Right to Development, to whom we voice our support as she discharges her functions. Venezuela supports the Human Rights Council initiative for effective compliance with the principles established in the UN Declaration on the Right to Development, which reminds us that the right to development is an inalienable human right. The achievement of the right to development is vital. There are factors such as poverty and inequality which are preventing its implementation, as well as unilateral coercive measures. We note in the report the increase of over 120 million people living in extreme poverty across the world, and the growth of extreme poverty. We also see high as levels that are as high as prior to the pandemic. We welcome the report of the Special Rapporteur to the Human Rights Council talking about revitalizing the right to development and achieving its full operationalization with a series of proposals and strategies to overcome the main challenges, which include limited capacities, polarization, a lack of participation, inequalities in the neoliberal and neocolonial order. This important council mechanism is essential to help us move forward and to overcome obstacles to implementing the right to development. The definitive adoption of an international covenant on the right to development will undoubtedly enable us to drive forward the fight to bridge social divides, to wipe out inequalities, and to forge the path towards a world living in solidarity and complementarity, where it would be possible to ensure the best well-being possible for all without obstacles, based on respect for the purposes and principles of the United Nations Charter. Given exacerbated unilateralism, we need to strengthen dialogue among nations, and Venezuela reiterates its call to the exercise of multilateralism and peace-based diplomacy. At the same time, we reject the imposition of illegal unilateral coercive measures against any state, which have created consequences that negatively affect the enjoyment of all human rights, including the right to development. Lastly, we reiterate to the Special Rapporteur on the right to development that he must visit Venezuela at a date that is suitable to both parties. Thank you.